producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E.
Always good to be with you, Jonathan, as we kick off another broadcast on the sacred fire of liberty. Heading into the holidays, I hope that Christmas spirit has got you going good. There's an MRI for that now. I'm going to cover that a little later.
All right. Well, Robert, it's good to be here, and I'm happy that it's holiday season, although I'm very distressed this holiday.
Sure.
By virtue of the fact that we have a president who refuses to assume the mantle of commander-in-chief and defend the nation. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that this holiday will not be one filled with tragedy.
Yes.
But will be one filled with joy. So we'll
I tell you what, the last Republican debate was rather interesting. And as much as we would assume, and probably rightly so, that a Republican president would be much more hawkish in terms of taking out ISIS, I still see a lack of constitutional basis for some of the commentary, you know, from some of the candidates that are just kind of shooting from the hip and being populist. And I got to give props to Rand Paul. He always comes back to the principled starting point of, you know, how we would go about doing the right thing.
Well, I think that in a crisis such as this one, where the President of the United States has not done what is necessary to eliminate our enemy ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and has instead really performed a showboat kind of operation overseas, we have the risk of terrorism at home. And whenever you have domestic insurrection, this raises the issue of suspension of the writ of habeas corpus under the Constitution and the deprivation of civil liberties. The Constitution contemplates that when there is domestic insurrection, as happened in the Civil War, that parts of the country that are in active arms can have the writ of habeas corpus suspended, such that in the Civil War, you'll remember, the Copperheads living in portions of the border states were arrested and incarcerated, and efforts to release them through the writ of habeas corpus were denied by the executive branch, invoking the provisions of the Constitution that allow for the suspension of the writ of habeas corpus, albeit it was done improperly.
Right. Well, and that's the concern we have with any government, centralized bureaucracy. If once they take it away, do you get it back?
Well, that's the danger. That's the inherent danger in not routing out and destroying enemies. When you allow them to come here, as this president has, with over 100,000 Syrians who have come already to this country, as well as a virtually unlimited access for terrorists who wish to disguise themselves and come across the border, I mean, we have a real problem. And then you have domestic terrorism as well. So it doesn't come to me as a surprise that candidates for office are talking about things that violate civil liberties. I'm disappointed that it is going that way, but I think it will go that way unless and until an executive becomes a commander-in-chief and takes it to the enemy and protects the nation. If the nation...
I still think, Jonathan, a well-armed population that really embraces the Second Amendment and acts on it when necessary, you know, is probably the best defense at this point, since we can't rely on the authorities to do it.
Well, that's right. But remember that the Constitution contemplates a suspension of the writ of habeas corpus in a time of active conflict in the theater of war, with even within this nation.
Right.
So it is a scary proposition, yes, but we are going to come ever closer to that unfortunate circumstance unless we eliminate this terrorist enemy overseas.
Got a question. Is that the intent? You know, on some level, there are those that like that idea, whether it's necessary or not. Cheryl Chumley, WorldNet Daily contributing author, writer there. She's with us now. Cheryl, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty edition.
Hey, always great to be here, both of you.
Yeah, so you heard some of the scary talk we have. I know we try to keep it light for the holidays, but there's an intensity and a necessity to cover this story this way. Do you have anything you want to throw in on this and what you witnessed at the last Republican debate?
Well, it's interesting that you brought up about, you know, people speaking of the Constitution, and you mentioned Rand Paul, whom I know is a favorite of all three of us. But it's funny, Paul's polls aren't that great, but a polling company, you know, registered some data after that last debate, and they found that Rand Paul actually got the most positive social media response. 67% of the respondents to his remarks on social media were positive, and that was by far the best showing for all the Republican candidates. By comparison, Marco Rubio came in second with only 50%. So maybe the numbers aren't that great for him as far as the polls go, but his message is certainly resonating with the American people.
Yeah, I
also...
Go ahead, Jonathan.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I think also that because Rand Paul stands alone and because he articulates his position with such sincerity, people respect him. If you're willing to stand alone, and I mean alone, I mean there's no one on that stage who agrees with Rand Paul. Not a single person. There's not a single person on that stage that would accept the position articulated by Rand Paul, except in a very narrow zone. And the reason for his those of us who respect him is that he is not willing to bend his position for political advantage, for economic advantage, for social advantage. I mean, he's going to say what he thinks. And the rest of them, to one degree or another, is involved in pandering to the electorate. And, you know, some things came out about Ted Cruz that were unfortunate for him concerning his earlier vote in favor of amnesty or something similar to that. Maybe Cheryl can tell us about, but he, you know, there are some chinks in his armor now, and he didn't admit to it. He denied it, and he was fact checked on a couple of points and was found to have communicated false information. Same is true with Rubio on a couple of points. That's unfortunate. These people should admit to what they've done, and they should take it on the chops. And if they've made a mistake, they should fess up and say, I made a mistake. But, of course, that's not the politic thing to do. You want to be the invincible candidate. It just won't work, though.
Well, the demanding of authenticity seems to be happening more in some of the younger generation. Unfortunately, many of them have been, quite honestly, injured by vaccines and can't think clearly, as evidenced by what happened at Yale University recently, where somebody went up and asked them to sign a petition, the students there, to revoke, basically, or cancel the First Amendment. And many students willingly signed on and said, yes, absolutely. And this is another reason why I said, be careful where you send your kids to school. And I'm talking colleges and universities, because they're really screwing with their heads.
Yeah, I saw that story. It was amazing to me. This is supposed to be the best of the brightest, the best of the best of American students headed to college. And, you know, the fact that they would so, I don't know. I can't imagine anybody I know just so easily relinquishing what the Founding Fathers fought for with just a quick survey check mark. But the fact that this is going on our college campuses should be a worry to all Americans. These are the people who are coming up to become our next generation's leaders. And, you know, it's not just that. It's It's the whole Black Lives Matter movement taking over the campuses. It's the liberal socialist professors who are indoctrinating our students that, you know, the Constitution doesn't matter anymore. These are all things that this is coming up when we're hitting our old age. These are the people who are going to be in charge.
And to think that here at Yale, that people would be so uneducated about their rights and so gullible and naive that they would agree to eliminate their constitutional right to petition for a redress of grievances when all they want to do is be engaged in petitioning for redress of grievances.
Right.
So how ridiculous is that? And talk about irony. You know, here they are, the biggest complainers. Everything's wrong, even though they're spoiled brats. And they want to complain, and they want to have a right to complain. They want to shout down anybody who disagrees with them. They want, you know, their various positions to be accepted without contest. And yet when it comes to petition for redress of grievances, which is what they are doing all the time,
yeah,
they will not protect their own constitutional right for petition for redress of grievances. I mean, you know, it is appalling, shocking in the extreme that some 50 kids who are enrolled in Yale would have taken the position that they think that the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, which is our most important amendment for freedom of communication and for religious liberty and for the right to petition for redress of grievances and the right to protest, they would chuck that. What do they think? They think they're going to get their dictator? They're going to end up with just the person who agrees with them.
Mm. Well, this is why I call it, they're going to university to get a degree. I mean, I'm not impressed with these universities
well,
anymore.
I'll tell you, even when I went to school in the 1970s and 80s, both in undergraduate school at the University of Illinois and in law school, there were very vocal anti-American communist and Fabian socialist professors who, you know, attempted to indoctrinate students in this lore that the United States is this great imperialist monster, that we've done nothing but ravage the world, and that we owe the world an apology and an explanation, and all of our riches should be turned over to everybody else. And that nonsense has been going on for far too long, but now it's to the point where nothing in opposition to it is allowed to be communicated.
Yeah, this has been happening over quite some time. And point to the bankers, the fraudulent bankers on the international scale, and they'll turn the other way. Listen, we got a lot more to go, so stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can find more about Jonathan Emord, and we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty every Thursday evening. And Cheryl Shumley, writing for WorldNet Daily, WND.com. Check it out there. Cheryl, real quick on the State Department issue, the capacity, the capabilities there under the Obama administration, can they figure out where the people whose visas have been revoked are? Do we have a bunch of revoked visa people just roaming the streets?
Right. The best quote to come out of that oversight hearing meeting in the House was Congressman Jason Chaffetz, when he just asked directly, "You don't have a clue, do you?" And what he was referring to was the State Department's loss of the whereabouts of 122,000 visas, the visas that they had revoked since 2001, and almost 10,000 of these visas were tied to threats of terrorism. So these are serious, you know, accusations being made at the State Department, and the State Department basically answered, "We have no idea," and they shrugged it off. This is a little bit alarming, and it just goes once again toward this Obama administration's lack of ability to comprehend the full threat of terrorism facing this nation.
Jonathan, does the executive branch head, which is the president, have the authority to say, you know, man, I don't think it's that important. I'm not gonna mess with that. I mean, do they just ignore the law? Is that feasible?
Well, the president sets the tone here. He determines whether or not there's going to be a vigorous national effort to rout out and destroy terrorism, or whether he's going to look at this as a simple immigration type of problem, routine problem. You've been denied a visa. We expect you to honor the law and leave the country. What an extraordinary thing that so many individuals who are terrorists or who are suspected of terrorism, who are coming into this country on a visa and have their visa revoked for that reason, would not be followed and then sent out of the country assuring us that they are no longer here. that kind of dereliction is characteristic of this president's prosecution of every aspect of the war on terror, border protection and control. He has been entirely derelict in protecting the nation's borders, doing virtually nothing to alter the porous borders such that they would be a restriction in any way to getting into this country illegally. Then we find out that when it comes to his State Department, he had no insistence upon rigorous measures to ensure that those whose visas were revoked because they were suspected of terror were assuredly excluded from this nation. So this is the kind of thing that you must describe to a person who simply does not care. It's an inconvenient truth for Obama that there is terrorism in this country. It's inconvenient. He'd rather it not be the issue. He'd rather we focus on something else. It tires him. It bores him. It's not what he wants to talk about. It's not anything that he wants to involve himself with. He'd much rather have it just be a mundane, routine thing of law enforcement than to have any of his time taken away to deal with it. He comes into this kicking and screaming because the nation is adamant that something be done to prevent the kind of thing that happened in San Bernardino. But if he had his way, everything would go on just as it is. And in point of fact, beyond the political theater of having a nationwide press conference in prime time, or excuse me, address in prime time, and periodic press briefings and appearances at various functions, the President of the United States is doing nothing substantively to make any huge difference in what we're doing to protect this nation.
Yeah. Hey, Cheryl, what are you working on this week heading into the holidays here as far as articles we got to look for?
Well, I was going to follow up. Actually, this segues right into what Jonathan was saying. He's releasing 17 more detainees from Guantanamo Bay, and that's something that I reported on today, but I'm going to follow that up and see what happens, who those 17 people are.
Well, we'll look forward to reading your next article at WND, Cheryl. We appreciate your reporting and your appearances with us here, keeping us informed, along with Jonathan E. Ward, as we rekindle the sacred fire of liberty. Cheryl, Merry Christmas. We've got lots more healing to go on a geopolitical level, economic level, and other levels with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty when we come back. Once again, the links are up. If you want to know more about Jonathan and his amazing books on liberty, check out emord.com, E-M-O-R-D.com. It's linked up in the show notes as well. Phone number 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Happy birthday, Super Don. He's on the TV. I see him.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to three times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, keeping the the fires, you know, warm, but I think most of the country is pretty warm right now. There are a few isolated places of chilliness, I guess, but we're going to do that sacred fire of liberty right now. Joined in addition to Jonathan Ebord, our good friend Norman Singleton. He is with the Campaign for Liberty. In fact, he heads it up now, and it's an amazing thing that he has time for us. We appreciate you, Norm.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, the big news out of the Paul Ryan-led House of Representatives that they seem to have agreed on some kind of omnibus budget-busting bill. I think we need more details here.
Yes, there is a, I think it's $1.8 trillion, trillion-dollar bill that was negotiated over the last week behind closed doors between the House appropriators, the leader. It was $1.14 trillion. Sorry, so obviously it's very fiscally responsible. and it's this thing that I heard today, and this kind of supports my memory. The last time that Congress actually went through what's called regular order, passed all 12 or 13 appropriation bills separately, and they went to the president separately, and didn't do this big package, was in 1998. And that was the year they were impeaching the president, yet they still managed to do the appropriation bills. And, of course, those were too large. Ron Paul voted against all of them, but at least they went through and the people had, and individual members had an opportunity to see what was in them. These things are so big that there's always hidden provisions in there. They're rushed through it. Members are told you have to vote for it or we'll shut down the government. It's the week before Christmas. People just want to go home. And so it really does get rushed through, and we'll see what happens tomorrow, because they want to get it through both the House and the Senate tomorrow, which means Senator McConnell is really counting on senators giving UC to really move the process through, and we'll see what happens with that.
This seems like that we could get a filibuster in the Senate to slow this thing down, especially with the cybersecurity provisions are really just about unleashing the ability to spy on them.
My guess is, though, that the best that could happen is maybe someone will delay it till Saturday, and by Saturday, though, Senator McConnell will get the votes to break a filibuster, but at the very least, at least you would give the people more time to understand what's in it. But then again, you won't have a lot of people focusing on it, because it's a Saturday before Christmas. People are going to be out shopping, watching college football, making plans.
Yeah, well, this is where the Federal Reserve Act comes to play in 1913.
Right.
Jonathan,
right.
We got a Republican-led House. We got a Republican Speaker of the House, and Paul Ryan. Did they forget that budget matters, that the debt is accumulating at ungodly proportions?
Well, it's disgraceful. It's unilateral surrender. They profess to have an ideological scruple, that they understand the necessity for government to reduce its size and scope, for spending to be dramatically reduced so that there is a hope of achieving a balanced budget someday. And then they turn around and the check writing goes to such a great extent that there's no limitation on spending, that we're going to see the country kick over the $28 trillion mark, but by the time Obama leaves the White House, we might be there. And that amount of debt bringing us all down, and then you reach the point where the force in favor of government is so powerful that it crushes out private sector, and it causes people who are providing government services, who are already screeching that they're not getting adequate reimbursement, such as physicians, to just consistently bolt. So you have all these promises of government and all this massive expenditure, but yet at the same time you have a contraction in the available people to provide government services, so you have just a whole bunch of broken promises. And that's
right,
where we're going.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And you see that with Obamacare, which this bill, one of the few good provisions of this bill, is it stops what's called the insurance company bailout for participating in the Obamacare exchanges. It also suspends a few of Obamacare's taxes, which is probably a good thing, although interestingly in the conservative and libertarian policy world, there's some who say we shouldn't be doing that because we should wait till we get a Republican president who's gonna replace the whole thing, and we'll totally change the tax treatment to a more favorable one to consumers and individuals. But Jonathan's right. Obamacare is driving out doctors. It's driving out insurance companies. And this is even after the big doc fix they passed last year, I bet that there's still going to be a lot of doctors who won't take Medicare. It's very tough for people on Medicaid to find doctors because the reimbursements are so low, the paperwork is so much. the welfare state is collapsing because only government could throw trillions of dollars at problems and drive providers away. The other big thing in this omnibus bill is, for some reason, and I understand that Speaker Ryan was actually very involved in this part of it, they put together or threw in a worse version of the Cybersecurity Act that passed the House and Senate earlier this year. This version has absolutely no privacy protections in it. It's completely about surveillance. It allows government to share your information with among agencies. It allows companies to share your information with the government. If you're hacked, if your privacy is violated, there's nothing you can do about it because the government has complete protection. And this is an awful bill. And the fact that it's for some reason being thrown into this omnibus bill, people should really be up in arms about. I mean, figuratively up in arms about
yes,
that.
Yes. Yeah. Well. Yeah. I get that.
Listening.
But the thing is, the kind of surveillance that they're demanding would not have prevented a number of these attacks on our shores because it's good old-fashioned police work and people that are suspicious about these things being willing to speak out and not being politically correct about them.
Well, no, that's also why what Obama is suggesting, taking away our guns, taking away our and saying that if you're one of the many Americans, including former Senator Edward Kennedy, several former or current Alaska Representative Don Young, Congressman Tom McClintock, and several actually employees of the Department of Homeland Security who find yourself by mistake put on the no-fly list or the terror watch list, you can't own a gun. And that's actually why one reason Campaign for Liberty, and there'll be information on this tomorrow at Campaign for Liberty. On our website at campaignforliberty.org, we're doing a gun giveaway, a ban this Obama gun giveaway, because we want to show and we want the American people to join us in showing that we're not going to allow Obama to exploit the San Bernardino and the Colorado and the other tragedies that always happen in gun-free shootings. So we're not going to allow him to continue to exploit that with our by attacking our Second Amendment rights. What we're going to do is we're going to stand up and we're going to ask people to enter a chance to buy a gun that President Obama doesn't want you to own. And this is a way of making a not just supporting Campaign for Liberty and getting a nice gift for yourself, but a way to make the point to the political elite that no. Guns aren't the problem. Criminals are the problem. Terrorists are the problem. America's foreign policy is the problem. America's spending us into debt is the problem. And so I would encourage everyone to join that, as well as call your representatives and senators and tell them to vote against this omnibus, at least until they take this awful CISA language out of us,
right,
off the bill.
Now, you brought up the bankruptcy issue, and I think that was one of the most powerful parts of the last debate when, Rand Paul reiterated a lot what his dad did. He said, it's not a strong position to operate out of bankruptcy. That's an incredibly weak position. And you think that Donald Trump would know that as a businessman, but this is something that, I look at on the stage and I say, who's mature enough to get some of the basics? You might have other things right, but if you don't have the basics right, all of your thoughts that might be good can't be accomplished because the economy is not there to support, an endeavor that would take billions or trillions of dollars.
Exactly.
Jonathan, you got thoughts on that, too. I know, as I said, things that they sneak in at this time of the year.
What you have is an Obama administration that dumps trillions of dollars into Homeland Security and all these bureaucracies. And then we have all this evidence of how inefficient and incapable they are of identifying terror, stopping it, people going through the metal detectors with weapons over and over again, known terrorists still getting on the plane. Look, this is a question of sovereignty. In the fight against terror domestically, are we going to cede all of our sovereignty to defend ourselves to the federal government on the assumption, which is contrary to the Second Amendment, The government alone can be a monopoly of force in this country and will not result in tyranny. I mean, that's ridiculous. History proves it wrong every time. Here we have an opportunity to prove the sovereignty of the individual in a fight against terror that is necessarily one the government cannot predict, cannot determine where it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. So if we have an armed citizenry, people are alerted to the fact that they need to train and be prepared like Minutemen in the Revolutionary era, and the terrorists don't know where the guns are going to be held by people in the audience, but they're going to know that in every audience, in any group, any populated area of the country, there are going to be people with concealed carry, and they're ready to go. And that's the biggest deterrent. That's the most
absolutely
effective means to stop terror in this country.
Well, efficiency is what we're after, doing things on based upon principles. And not the way the wind blows politically is what we do here when we rekindle the sacred fire of liberty each and every week. Jonathan E. Mord is on, and Norm Singleton will wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Links are up there in the show notes, including to the Campaign for Liberty, campaignforliberty.org, and Jonathan Emord, emord.com. Of course, Restore the Republic, one of his great books, and there's so much that you've done over your career, my friend Jonathan, for the cause of liberty. And we have so many monopolies in operation. We talk medical monopoly, economic monopolies, the monopoly that started the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 around this time. I think it was passed around Christmas time as well when no one's looking. And, you know, the Fed just raised rates by a quarter point. I don't know if it means anything, if it means a lot, but I just don't like the idea of being forced to use something that they can print up at will and devalue based on their need to send it to foreign dictators or, you know, prop up a welfare state here at home. I know it's a grab bag. I don't know who I'm directing that to.
With the Fed raising interest rates this week, one of the questions that few people, and certainly in the mainstream media, are bothering to ask, and really is the question, is why do we allow a secretive central bank to set the price of interest rates when, if the 20th century economic experience taught us anything, it's that government price controls are bad. Something as fundamental as the interest rate, the price of money, that determines the signals that investors, consumers, and savers get regarding choices between how much to invest, how much to build, how many new businesses to start. Distorts all that. So fundamentally, I mean, it shouldn't even be a question of should the Fed raise rates. It should be a question of should the Fed have the power to make these decisions.
Well, and they always fall back and say, well, you could repeal it if you want. Anytime somebody wants to audit it, like Ron Paul did, Rand Paul and others, and they say, no, don't audit it. That would make this political. It's like, no, it's all political. But then they admit that, hey, if you don't like us, go ahead and repeal it, because they know that everybody's with very few exceptions, in the bank for them.
Right. Yep. And that's why, hopefully, we will have a Senate vote on audit the Fed. Unfortunately, because of the crush of time and the omnibus, they didn't get it done this year, but we are expecting a vote early next year.
Beautiful. Well, I know the Campaign for Liberty is doing a bang-up job getting that and keeping that front and center among the many critical things for the cause of liberty here back home as well.
Now, last thing to go on, of course, we're lighting it up for the holidays because we're heading into the Christmas season. I know, Jonathan, there's so much intensity to everything we do. Once in a while, we got to go light. Super Don's birthday today. I gave him the night off. Actually, I insisted, you know, as he's asking. It's like, go out and have fun. And his brother and sister taking him out to see Star Wars. Just noticed that the local CBS affiliate down there in Louisiana featured our humble and lovable producer, Super Don, at the event, you know, lining up the excitement for the Star Wars broadcast.
Well, yes, and he's all in his Star Wars regalia, you say.
He's got his lightsaber and everything, yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, how about that?
The kid in us. I'd like to see that it's a good movie and fun, although, you know, obviously there's much more important things than a movie, but at the same time, every once in a while, unplugging's not bad. But unfortunately, MSNBC's Melissa Harris-Perry has said that Star Wars is racist, Norm. How could this be?
Because Darth Vader's armor was black, and apparently the fact that the great James Earl Jones, one of the finest actors of our time, and in what is probably the best-known vocal performance ever, and is one of the reasons everyone loves those movies, is his great deep voice, but he's African American, so he was black, because his armor was black, his voice was done by a African American actor, and at the end when Luke took off his mask, he was white again. Now, she might not have seen the prequels.
Okay.
Had not known that he was in his whole journey he was white originally, and he got his arms and legs burned off in a volcano, and that's why he was put in that armor. But he was still white for
right.
the time.
I tell you what.
Doesn't make any sense.
But you know what doesn't make any sense? MSNBC.
But let's keep fighting the Empire in 2016. May the Force be with us. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. And Happy New Year to everyone. And thank you, Jonathan and Robert, for a great year.
Absolutely, Norm. Thank you
so much.
Same
to you, Norm.
Jonathan,
you,
safe journey. Happy Christmas. We got lots more healing to go next hour. Stick with us. We got a question of the day that's really important, too. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.